Kasukwere today suspended Manyenyeni on allegations of insubordination and disobeying the minister over the council's appointment of James Mshore as the city's town clerk. Manyenyeni confirmed that he received a suspension letter signed by Kasukwere, the minister who has threatened to appoint a special commission to run the affairs of the Harare City Council, has provoked the ire of the MDCT that now wants to take him to court. MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai told a news conference that his party was now going to court to seek an interdict against Kasukwere. Tsvangirai accused Kasukwere of politicizing a matter that was merely administrative, adding that the minister's actions were tantamount to interfering in the operations of the city council.
In view of the minister's threats to the council in Harare, the MGC is mounting an urgent application to the High Court for an interdict to stop the minister's action and protect the elected council from this predatory action. We acknowledge that the judiciary has been consistent with the issue of non-interference by the minister in the affairs of the elected council.
The Harare City Council said the appointment of Mshore as town clerk was above board. At the time of going to air, Studio 7 was failing to reach Kasukwere for a comment. In another council-related development, some street traders staged a demonstration at townhouse complaining that municipal police were violating the law by continuously confiscating their goods. One of the protesters, Tichawana Chifamba, accused municipal police of retaining the confiscated goods and sharing them among themselves.
Now we are angry because of the council. Council workers, they come and take our goods where we are selling, like tomatoes, apples.
National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe chairperson Sten Zorwadza said vendors are forced to operate in the city due to the current harsh economic environment in the country.
What we are seeing is just a total breakdown of an economy from the leaders who are senseless, leaders who are heartless, and leaders who have no view at all on how to cushion their own citizens, and municipal police officers who are corrupt.
Before receiving his suspension letter, Mayor Manyenyeni had told the vendors to put their grievances in writing ahead of a meeting with them tomorrow.
What we are getting is maybe 5-10 different things that they are complaining about. One of them, they have petitioned council before and we have not responded. They are also that the people with disabilities are suffering in terms of how they are treated. There does seem to be also an indication that female vendors are not being well handled in their relationship with our enforcement teams. And I'm also hearing a sense of the economic plight, which seems to be driving them onto the streets and the need to be vending to take care of their families.
Just after the vendors had left townhouse, heavily armed police details arrived at townhouse looking for them. Meanwhile, some members of the Occupy Africa Unity Square pressure group failed to stage a protest for the second day running after police dispersed all the people who were arriving at the protest venue. They wanted to protest against the assault of Pastor Zamara by suspected state security agents during the main independence celebrations held at the National Sports Stadium on Monday. Pastor Zamara, the brother of abducted political activist Itai Zamara, was assaulted after staging a one-man demonstration complaining that Zimbabweans were not free despite the country marking its 36th independence anniversary. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.